The following episode was recorded before March 2024, and while the content shared is valuable and useful, it features Rob, who is no longer involved in the business.
Hey, it's Rob and Kennedy.
Hello, today on the Email Marketing Show, we're talking to our friend Lucas in Sweden about how he is selling his Presenter Mastery program using awesome, delicious, delightful email marketing.
Now, listen, after this conversation, you might have a whole host of questions about how could this stuff work for me and my business, because my business is different from Lucas's or from yours. So if you want to chat about that stuff, we've got a really great community for you to do it in. It's called the Email Marketing Show Community. It's full of thousands of people just like us and like Lucas, all chatting about how this stuff works for them every single day in their business. Literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people putting their heads to use to figure this stuff out. So if you want to join, it's totally free. Just head over to Facebook and search for the Email Marketing Show Community. We'll get you into the group. It's a cracking place to be.
There are only three times of year when his hair actually makes sense. It's comedy hypnotist Robert Semple.
And he doesn't like the way people say sandwich. Sandwich? Sandwich.
Stop it.
It's psychological mind reader, Kennedy.
Honestly, I need therapy. There's three times a year. Okay, let me try and guess what they are. One of them is... when are they?
So, Christmas.
Okay, I can kind of get Christmas.
Because red is a festive colour. And it's either because Coca-Cola made Santa Claus red or because it was baby Jesus' favourite colour. And I don't know which. I'll let you decide.
One of those.
Valentine's Day.
And is the other one Ronald Appreciation Day?
No, Comic Relief. In the UK, we have the Comic Relief Charity Day. But it's like a month, really, isn't it? Built around a day.
People wear red stuff.
Yeah. So there you go. Everyone thinks I've done it for that, for those reasons at those times.
When we're walking down the street, have you done that for Christmas?
Now, listen, I know a bunch of people who say, and I'm going to just make you sick in your mouth for a second. I know a bunch of people who say the word samage. Now, is that what you're talking about? Or are you talking about...
I'm talking about samage, sandwich, sandwich.
Right. So what do you say? What are you going to have? A sausage?
I can't say the word. I don't like the way...
It's not the way
some people say sandwich. It's the way people say that word.
No. You don't like the word sandwich.
No, I don't mind if it's written down.
Right. Oh, so it's just the pronunciation. It's all possible pronunciations of the word sandwich.
Sandwich?
I think it's a cracking word. I get pissed off when people say samage.
Samage. I'm having a such a samage.
Aye. I know somebody who writes it that way. I know somebody who writes S-A-M-M-A-G-E, samage.
I know, but you need to tell your girlfriend to stop. Hello, every week on the show, we show you how to make more sales and earn more money from your email subscribers. We'll talk about email marketing strategies, psychology, tactics, and share what's working right now to make more sales online, making you the email marketing hero of your business with a brand new episode every Email Marketing Wednesday. Thank you, ladies. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on your podcast player.
Those ladies got a bit carried away there. They kept going for a bit too long. Anyway.
We're not paying them by the second.
Let's dig in. Lucas, welcome. You have been here this whole time, believe it or not. If people are wondering, I bet they recorded all this bollocks ages ago and then they just bring Lucas in for the good stuff. Nope, he's been sat there quietly just waiting. Welcome to the Email Marketing Show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. It's great to be here.
It's about time we had some cultural European folks on the show again.
Yeah. Give us a bit, give everybody a bit of a background, what your business is, what you do, who you help, that kind of thing.
Yeah, sure. So you're both stage performers. So you've been out on conferences, events, and you've been to all of these different kinds of shows where there's usually, you're brought in to be the entertainment, I assume. And then there is the corporate end where you have a leader who's trying to inspire their audience, or you have a keynote speaker who comes and like brings out the topic. This is the thing that you need to be doing currently, or there's a guy selling on stage. Well, you've also seen that some of these people fall short in one way or another. And it's usually down to one of three things. It's either their own mindset skills, where they feel imposter syndrome or nervous about what they're doing, and that shows through. Or it's they're good at that, but they have really poor content, like they overloaded slides, bullets, stories that don't match the overall topic, right? Or they're good at both of these things, but it's the last thing that's really horrible, which is their delivery. They got full of ums and ahs. They're pacing back and forth, making it look like they're nervous, but in reality, they're not, you know? And it would be nice if these people could have an analysis where you put them through a system where they first get analyzed, where you look at all of their different delivery skills. And you might think that there's like 1, 2, 3, or 5 different delivery skills, but there's actually 110 specific skills that you can be looking at. So doing an analysis, getting a personal plan for development, and then doing weekly calls through live trainings, coaching, and having a community based off on that. That's what we do. We help people make sure that their delivery, their content, and their mindset is all in one, and that their message is just on par every single time.
That's great. I love it. You've answered my question about the format and how it's delivered and what it is. That's really good. So at what stage in this and like your previous enterprises as well, did you get started with email marketing being a part of it? So just for context, where did email come into you, Kim?
Yeah, so I work with David J. Phillips, who has been a public speaker for 25 years. And I started working with him in 2020. And that's when we launched the first platform for communication training, which was called Headgain. And at that point, we didn't have anything called email marketing. It was just, this is the platform, buy it if you want, there's a landing page. And then I think it was in 2022, we started understanding what sales funnels are and that there was actually another way of selling online. So we did go on and create the Presenter Mastery Program. And it was the proper, like, we understood that you send emails, right? But it was hard to know which kinds of emails to send out. So we started with them to just send out, okay, here's an event coming up, reminder about the event coming up, last reminder about the event coming up, all of those things. And then really in February 2023, so that's a year ago, 12 months ago, I just said, we need to make this better, more proper, and understand exactly what it is that we're sending out, make it have a meaning and be spot on. Like, a person is coming to an event, what do you say before? What do you say after? How do you even close the cart on people in a proper way? And that's when I went on to Apple Podcast and just typed email marketing and found you.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Keywords. You listened to the show, you joined one of our programs, and then you're on the show. There you go.
Mm. Yeah. So the 12-month journey, here I am.
It sounds like a pyramid scheme when you put it like that.
The guest becomes the thing, becomes the thing, becomes the guest. Love it. I love it. All right. So when it came to, like, you found us, you joined one of our programs, you obviously have a thing called the Email Hero Blueprint, and you've used a lot of the material, you use some of the material from inside that. There's a lot in there, so of course you haven't used all of it, I would hope. What was the first thing you thought, right, I'm going to implement that?
Yeah, so I bought it for a very specific reason. I wanted the templates and I wanted a close the cart sequence. And I had heard from a friend that, like, you need to send between 5 and 10 emails afterwards. How do you do that? So the first thing we did was implement the last steps of the paparazzi campaign.
And which then, like, our flash sale,
sale
campaign. Yeah,
correct. Just to, like, put urgency, close it out. And I was like, okay, so this is working. We're having another event, and it was in May, I think, last year, where we did a new live event. And then we utilized the full webinar campaign to bring people to the live event and then offer a coaching call together with our team. Now, what happened was that we sold out on all of our spots. Our calendars were booked for 3 weeks. So I had to, from the event, like on the actual event, hours later, done. So I had to shut off the rest of the campaign and just say, okay, what do we do now? So I sat around with my team, like, what do we do? And someone said, well, we can sell this other course that we have. Oh, yeah, how do I do that? Oh, oh, the paparazzi campaign. So I just stopped with the end, and then I could just implement another one. So basically those two just, yeah, I can say for sure that they saved our business at that point. And then I've been just keeping on using them ever since.
I mean, results are not typical. We can't use case studies and stuff and testimonials anymore because we'll get sued. But those two campaigns saved my business.
Congratulations to you with your particular business and your particular situation.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I mean, there's a lot of things going on, but being able to just comfortably lean back and say, okay, I want to pick something in this library of things and find exactly what you need and just implement it from your own perspective, tailor it to your product. It's so easy when you have that.
So just before you started doing that, I know we were talking before we started the episode today about you felt like you'd sort of set up, I think your words were a build it and they will come kind of business. Mm. And then now you've got this much more proactive approach. So how does that make, in terms of like where the business is going, how does it make you, like where does like, how does email marketing make you feel like in the business right now?
Oh, it's night and day. I mean, I literally said to my team last week, where we closed out January as the best month ever in our business. And I said, I finally feel that I'm not that stressful, hustling entrepreneur anymore. Wow. Where I can actually start planning for what's coming ahead, because suddenly there is predictability in the business in a way that...
Because of having emails in place that are doing this stuff, or...
Yeah, well, everything from, well, our lead generation, landing on our webinar, doing that, and just being comfortable knowing that we don't, like all those metrics in between, the emails just make everything work, right? If you had great ads that lead to a great webinar, but you don't remind anyone about the webinar, no one's going to show up. And afterwards, reiterating what's happening and why you should take action forwards, without email, nothing happens. So it's a crucial part of everything that we do.
I think a lot of people forget this, that email supports the other things you're already doing in your business as well. Like for anybody who's like thinking, you know, it might be earlier in the email, you know, in their email journey. We've got to remember that if you're already doing a webinar in your case, or you're already running ads to a landing page, or you've already got some subscribers on an email list, leaning into some email marketing and doing more of it and doing it better, finding a way of making it better and more effective, amplifies all of that stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%. It's so good. We've come to the point where we're looking for the upcoming year. Now it's so clear that, okay, we have a system that is working and now we want to scale it onwards and just put everyone in the team to be geniuses in their own little silo, even though we're working together. So what we've actually done is, due to the success of the company, we've actually hired you as an agency just to get all the bits done, set in place to just bring higher momentum to everything that we do.
Right. And so obviously, as you've just said, you are working with our agency to get a bunch of stuff done to build out the entire engine and stuff. What's your kind of like next plan with email from that point on? Have you thought about what you want to do around the corner next yet?
Definitely do. We've been lagging a bit behind on our daily strategy. It's been kind of once a week. So I want to ramp that up and be more on point. I also want to pair it up with our social media efforts, with our overall marketing, so that everything just aligns in a way. And it's, I'm looking forward to just being able to make that happen.
It sounds like, I think I hear different types of results from people who are doing email marketing. So I don't want to put words in your mouth, so please confirm or deny this. But it sounds like some people like the sort of the comfort of being able to sit back and just know sales are coming in. And some people like, yeah, I've had my best month ever. And it sounds like you've hit the really sweet spot of both. So like, it's driving massive sales. And not only that, like it's higher revenue, which is great. Everyone loves that. But also it gives you the comfort of knowing, even if somebody isn't looking to explode their business, even if they're quite happy tootling along doing what they're doing, you also have this safety net, this blanket of just knowing, I'm not thinking about where the next conversion is going to come from. I'm not going to just send out an email this month because, crikey, we need some sales and I hope this email might send some. Instead, you've got something that's sort of predictable and consistent as you need it to be, right?
Yeah. And it's over Christmas, I had this epiphany. You know, a year before, Christmas was a bit stressful, and I was thinking about the business. I was thinking about, like, what do we need to do, and things just halted. But for this Christmas, that was between 2023 and 24, I could just see sales keep on rolling in, meetings coming into the calendar, everything just running without me even doing anything. It's the weirdest feeling when you see an automated engine just performing.
Right.
And yeah,
yeah,
it's a game changer for you as a person.
You're not even sure you could turn it off if you wanted to.
No.
There's just stuff happening. You lose track of all the little automated bits that are making sales. You know, we've had people clicking recently to an offer we've closed, and we're like, where the hell are they finding it from? And then randomly an email turns up somewhere we'd forgotten was there. That's, you know, it's trying to drive sales of a program we've closed down. So it wasn't working, but, you know, it would have done if the program was still there.
Yeah, that's great. We have those, like, every week we get a sale from some old offer, and we still don't know exactly where it comes from. But
it's great.
What would you say is, like, the most significant action that you now sort of feel like you're quite content? You've got this sort of predictability and consistency you mentioned. What would you say of everything you've done? There's always, like, lots of little actions, lots of things you've done which build up together. But what would you say is one big action that's really, what is the major action that has had the most impact? It might be a small action.
I would say it's all on focus, right? Being able to focus on a specific thing and taking, it's not a action, it's a whole lot of actions, I guess. Maybe you're looking for something else, but I would say the ability for me to just single in on email marketing at the point where we did that and just put everything in my focus on that, making it work, that was what made the difference. Setting other things aside, delegating what needed to be delegated, and just focusing on making this happen. Because as soon as that was done, I could just replicate it. And the next part was just way easier. But you need to put in the time right there and then, and just singularly focus on making it happen.
Yeah, I really like it. I think just making the time and dedicating to this project, which, you know, the only point of email marketing is revenue generation. That's the only point of it. And you keep working on it until you get some results for you. That's the whole point of it. Like, it's not there to do anything else for most people. And so dedicating and committing some time and saying, I am going to figure that out. I'm going to make that, you know, I am going to tame the beast. Is a really good thing to dedicate a bunch of project time to, isn't it? So tell me, if people want to hear more about you and what you're doing, where can they go?
Well, we have a podcast. You can search for that, Presenter Mastery. It's me and David talking about presentation skills on a weekly basis. We're having fun teaching skills, and we also prepared a special offer. I mean, as I said, email marketing changed our business. It saved our business. And for the listeners of this podcast, I just want to give back both to you and to the audience. So if you go to presentermastery.com/EMH, as an email marketing heroes, you'll find a very nice gift that we usually sell for €37 at the back of our webinar. You get it for free as a listener to the podcast.
And that's at presentermastery.com/EMH.
Correct.
But yeah, that was just so interesting. So presentermastery.com/EMH to go and get that result. That's cool.
Yeah. You'll find us all over the internet, Presenter Mastery or David J. Phillips. I mean, David has three huge TED Talks, one on storytelling, one on the 110 steps, and how to avoid death by PowerPoint. It's just different ways into our world.
Amazing. And if you want to find out, if you want to get access to everything that Lucas and his team have been using in order to do this, you can head over to emailheroblueprint.com. Check out full details of the course, jump inside and get access to those resources too.
Amazing stuff. Thanks, Lucas, for being on the show. Really appreciate you. Wow, amazing stuff. We're going to get into this week's...
Subject line of the week.
It's me again.
It's you.
It's me, finally. Sometimes it's you. Mostly it's you. Sometimes it's me. So this subject line is one that I wrote for a campaign. I can't even remember which bloody campaign it was for. I can. And the subject line is all lowercase, off the record, and then in brackets, their name. So Male Merge their name in. And this was all to do with the fact we were doing like a bonus behind the scenes talk with someone that they could come, that people could come and attend. We sometimes do that where we say, hey, we're going to hang out with some of our friends and just chat about this topic. Do you want to come and listen in? So sometimes if you're on our email list already, you'll know that we host those things sometimes just to hang out and hear what people are talking about off the record. But this idea of something being off the record, there's a few things. First of all, the subject line doesn't say, here's a link to go and listen to us and hang out with us chatting off the record. For all the reader knows, this could be you saying something in the email off the record, like under your breath, to the side, like, hey, I shouldn't say this like on the record officially, but kind of here's the real behind the scenes chat. And then putting someone's name in brackets, in parentheses, just makes it like pop a bit more. It's a bit like, that's a really strange, like, why have you put that in there? So there's driving a load of that compound curiosity again. So that's this week's
subject line of the week. Subject line of the week.
Thanks for listening to the whole show this week. Make sure that you hit subscribe on your podcast player, because me and Kennedy and sometimes a special guest are here every single Email Marketing Wednesday with a brand new episode of goodness. And there's a great one coming for you next week as well, in fact. So make sure you hit the subscribe button on your podcast player and we will see you there.
See ya.